Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Chaf 220, and in some Mishnahs it's Tesvav 215. Here the Mishnah kind of goes, what you might say is kind of off script, meaning up until now we've been enumerating that generation of Tanaim at Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his five Talmidim. Now we're going to go to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is from the next generation. Rabbi Tarfon was a student of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Really, therefore, he's like a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva, who also was a student of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And that really is the collection of Tanaim who we find in the next parak. So really, you would expect to have Rabbi Tarfon and his two teachings of this mission, the next one, in the third parak. However, since Rabbi Tarfon is speaking about tzchar, reward for Talmud Torah, and we just finished talking about tzchar, so therefore the editors of the Mishnah saw fit to put these two Mishnayos of Rabbi Tarfon here at the end of the second parak while we're still talking about reward. So these two Mishnahs kind of go together. I'm going to say the first one here kind of briefly, and then the second one is almost like an elaboration on the first, if you will. Here, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Hayom Katsar, the day is short, Vamalacha Maruba, the work is great, Vapolim Atzelim, the workers are lazy, Vasachar Harbe, the schar is great, Uval Habayis Dochek, and the employer is pressing. So this is meant to be a metaphor for the undertaking of Talmud Torah. And in that context, so we say here, Hayom Katsar, the day is short. That means a person's life is much shorter than he estimates. You know, things go much faster than you anticipate. So that you have a closing window of opportunity. The sand is falling through the hour clock right before your very eyes as the minutes pass and we each get older. V'malacha meruba, and the work is great. This means Talmud Torah is a gargantuan task. It's the Torah is much bigger than most of us, anticipate. Most of us imagine, and there's a lot of work to be done. An impossible amount of work to be done. In fact, the day is short, and the work is more than could be done. But making matters worse is that hapolam atzelim, the workers are lazy, meaning the human condition is that it's hard to get motivated. We don't want to exert ourselves to learn. And, you know, even though the time is short and the work is great, it's hard to get ourselves to really invest in making progress and focusing and understanding and reviewing. So therefore, v'schar harbe, you should know there is a motivating factor which you should focus on, which is the schar, the reward, which is a lot. So if you can't do it for the lo lishma, mitoch shel lo lishma bo lishma, if you can't do it for the sake of not the right reasons, you'll do it for the schar, and that'll motivate you to get it done and bring you to the right reasons, ultimately. Uval habayis dochek, and know that Hashem has big expectations of you. You know, the schar is great, but there's a real demand put upon each of us to maximize our Talmud Torah. The Pasuk says, v'higisa bo yomim v'layla, you gotta work on the Torah day and night. So that's the mandate. It's a big mandate. It's a massive task, and we've got to rise to the challenge. Now, there's really kind of more to be said about this, but I don't want to elaborate here more than that. I'll wait till the next mission to discuss the issues that this brings up.